I just hope this works out. It's Dafyomi. Although we're going to see who comes to the Shia more than one night in a row. If you're listening to the Shia, why don't you come here so that I'm going to talk as if everybody's here. I hope you hear me. Maybe you'll hear me anyway. We'll see who comes to the Shia after 2-3 days. And then we'll decide how we're going to work it with Friday and Shabbos. That's one question that has to be answered. Another question that has to be answered is, a few people suggested, and I think it's a great idea, to learn the next day's daf. So we'll see about that. Like I say, we'll see who comes to the shir after a couple of days, and we'll discuss that. We'll discuss everything after it peters down, and we're left with the 2-3 stalwarts. Okay, so we're going to start today's daf. Sunday was daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, and we'll actually start from the bottom of Kuf Chaf Amid Beis. I don't know what to do about Rashi. When Mitzvah Hashem, when there's Rashi, we're going to learn Rashi. B'li Neder. Because Rashi and the Gemara is like hot dogs and mustard. I mean, you can't learn Gemara without Rashi. My Rebbe told me, I learned from my Rebbe, Reb Mendel Kaplan, Zatzal. He said, Reb Elchanan had one finger on the Gemara and one finger on the Rashi. And as he learned the Gemara, he immediately learned the Rashi. He wouldn't touch the Gemara without Rashi. So he went like this. Reb El Yeshvei held not like that, Gravda, very strongly. We won't go into that, Parsha. But I have a raya to Reb Mendel and to Reb Elchanan, is that sometimes Rashi says, Ube Gemara Porich, and it's the next line of Gemara. So what does Rashi say? Ube Gemara Porich, it's the next line. So Al Korchach, Rashi wanted himself to be used, that you're seeing Rashi before you learn even the next line of Gemara. So I think that's a raya mukhrachas to Reb Elchanan and to Reb Mendel Kaplan Zatzal. And that's how I learn, and I recommend it highly. However, I'm not sure it's doable with the Rashbam. There's a time factor. But I'm really against learning Gemara without Rashi. You really shouldn't do it. I'm just hoping Rashbam doesn't have the same chashivas. It's just not going to work with Rashbam. Rashbam is very mayrich. So we'll see. Many times I'll refer to a Rashbam, and we can look at it. We're going to start from the last three lines of Daf Kuf Chaf Amid Beis, last four lines of Daf Kuf Chaf Amid Beis. Ulu Beishamai, the last Lu Gzeira Shava, it's not Nogea now what the Gzeira Shava was. The point is, there was a Gzeira Shava from where you learned out that three Hedyotos could be Mater Neder. I'm assuming everybody knows what a Torah Sandorim is, and three people could be Mater Neder. And you don't need mumchim to be matan eder. We'll see in a few moments what mumchim means. But you don't need mumchim. Hedyotos is enough. It was learned that from Gzeira Shava. Beis Shammai does not hold up the Gzeira Shava. So we're picking up the Gemara from that point. Hafaras Nadarim, it should be... The Gemara says Hafaras Nadarim. There's a huge difference between Hatoras Nadarim, which are Chochams Matir, and Hafaras Nadarim, which the Baal is made for Nidre Yishto. The Gemara here is Lav Dafka. Of course, we're talking about Hatoras Nadarim that a Beis Din does, or as we'll see, Shlosh Hedyotos do it. Hafaras Nadarim. There are times in the Gemara where it's used interchangeably, but they are different concepts, and probably what the word means in its essence reflects the lumdisha difference between a Chacham being Matir, saying it's Mutter. Mutter, mutalach, 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 and a Baal Mefir, actually the Baal like breaks the Ned there. He says, okay, you can go ahead and do it. So, but that's when we'll learn Mara Marosa, we'll see more about that. Hafaras Nadarim b'shlosha hedyotos min olahu, so how do Beis Shammai know it? Nafkaluhu midatanya, they learn it out from the way the following Brysa learns it out. Now, we're going to learn a Brysa now that's very difficult and obscure. In explaining the Brysa, we're going to find out where Beis Shammai's makor is, that three hedyotos could be matir neder. Okay, now we're going to learn an obscure Brysa. Vedaber Moshe Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. Now, there are So that's the Parsha of Moadim. We're familiar with it in Parshas Emor. And Shabbos is there also in the Parshas Moadim. Right? It starts off the Parshas Moadim. If you look at Parshas Emor, it starts off about Shabbos. In Matos, Pinchas is also about Moadim. As we know, the end of Pinchas is also about Yomim Tovim. And Matos, Pinchas, Matos, comes together. Matos is about Atoros Nadarim. So the Gemara is going to talk about a contrast between the Parsha of Moadim, Yomim Tovim, and Shabbos, which is in Parshas Emor, and the contrast between Atoros Nadarim and Moadim, which is in Pinchas and Matos. By Deber Moshe, Moadim Hashem Bnei Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Moadim Hashem Nemru, the din, it doesn't say what din, that's why I called it an obscure brisa. Moadim Hashem Nemru, the din is said by Moadim Hashem, but Shabbos Bereishis, lo Nemra, but the din is not said by Shabbos. Shabbos is called Shabbos Bereishis. It could be a differentiation between Shemitah is called Shabbos, Yom Tov is called Shabbos, Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. So Shabbos Bereishis is good old Shabbos. That's what we call it. So there's a din that's said by Yom Tovim that's not said by Shabbos. Ben Azay Omer, also a diuk in the pasuk. I mean a miut in the pasuk. Moadei Hashem Nemru, Haforas Nadarim Lo Nemru. But that din, whatever din we'll be talking about, is not said by Hatoras Nadarim. Rabbi Yosi Bar Noson Gomer Lo Lahamas Lisa, he learned this brisa. Lo Yoda Leila Frusha. He didn't have a Rashi, so he totally didn't know Pshat in the brisa. Ozu Basrei Drav Sheshes Lenardo, and he didn't have a car. He didn't have a bus. I guess he went by donkey to Rav Sheshes Lenardo. Lo Ashkechei Ozu Basrei LeMechuzah. So he went after him to Mechuzah. I guess there's a limud here too, about if you really want to know something, you have to work for it. Ashkeche, he found him in Mechuzah. Omalei, he said to him, "My Moadi Hashem Nemru, Shabbos Bereishis Lo Nemru." What is it a reference to? What is it talking about? Omalei, this is what it means. Moadi Hashem Tzrichin Kiddush Bezdin. Shabbos Bereishis Eino Tzricha Kiddush Bezdin. Now, according to almost all Rishonim, we're familiar with the idea of Kiddush Bezdin. According to almost all Rishonim, Bezdin is technically never Makadish the Yom Tov, even though the Lashon HaGemara is Moadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Bezdin. According to almost all Rishonim, Bezdin is Makadish the Chodesh, the Makadish Rosh Chodesh. It's a Kiddush, they sanctify, they designate day one as one. Memela, day 15 is day 15. And day 6 is day 6, and whatever Yom Tov you want to pick, it's all a result of the original Kiddush Bezdin of day number 1. There is a Rishon that say that they're actually Makadish to Yom Tov also. They designate, they say day number 15 is going to be Pesach. But that's a minority Shita. Pashtos, whenever we talk about that Moadei Hashem Tzrichin Kiddush Bezdin, and we talk about Kedushasim B'day Adam, there's a Lashon HaGemara and Rosh Hashanah even, that we talk about the Yomim Tovim being sanctified by people. So very, very technically, it's day one that's sanctified by people as day one, and everything else falls into place. But Shabbos Bereishis, there's no act of Bezdin that designates Sunday as Sunday. It's automatically Kadosh the seventh day. This is an automatic process. Today, when we have Rosh Chodesh, it's not an automatic process. This is what the Rambam and Ramban both explain. Each of them have different mahalchim. That's like hugely complicated. When we get up to Rosh Hashanah, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll go into it. But it's not automatic. We like think of it sort of as automatic with the calendar, like Shabbos, Bereishis, but it's not true. There was, let's say, most Rishonim hold that Hillel, Hasheni, sanctified all Rosh Chodesh until the end of time, until Mashiach comes. They were Makadish al Pi Ariya, by the way, well past the Churban Abayas. Like in our minds, we sort of associated with the Beis HaMikdash. Until the time of Abaye and Rava, they were still being Makadish al Pi Ariya. Al Pi Ariya, I mean, Adam saw the new moon, came to Bezdin, that whole process, and there was a Kiddush HaChodesh. And they're okay. Then they were Makadi Hillel. That's the Pashtus. The Rambam has a different Shita, but what we all Nemon is the Ramban Shita, that Hillel comes from the Gaonim, it was the Kabbalah. It's like really weird that it's not Beferish anywhere. That Hillel was Makadish all Rosh Hashanah till they renew it till they renew the Sanhedrin and they renew it Alpi Ria. So there is a Kiddush Bezdin even today. That's the point I want to bring out. We think of it as automatic as Shabbos, but it's not. Moadei Hashem Tzrichin Kiddush Bezdin even today. Shabbos Bereishis ain't a Tzrichin Kiddush Bezdin. That's taka automatic. That's why in other Gemaras Yom Tov is referred to as Kedushas Bidei Adam, and Shabbos is referred to as Kedushas Bidei Shemayim. Salkadai Techamina, the Gemara now explains. Why do you need a miyut for? We know there's a parsha of Kiddush Hachodesh. Hachodesh is Elohim. So, like, where would it come from that we're Makadei Shabbos? There's no parsha of being Makadei Sunday. So the Gemara, and actually, there is no Sunday in the Bria. The week has no astronomical phenomena. A month is reflected in the moon. A year is reflected in the sun. A week is not reflected anywhere. There are those that say this is one of the proofs, so to speak, that the whole world accepted the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world is because it's virtually totally universal in all societies. Virtually. That there's a week, 7 days, but it's not reflected in any astronomical phenomena. It's like, why? Maybe it would be more convenient. I know when I was a kid, the United Nations wanted to make at the end of every year a blank day or two blank days so that the same dates should always fall out the same day of the week. So there should be exactly 52 weeks in a year. So that Yirmi can make appointments very easily. He knows that January 6th is always on a, whatever, Wednesday or Friday. Like, it's very neat. So we as kids, we were told to write letters to the, you know, oh, please don't do this. You know, you bunch of anti-Semites, you just want to mess up Shabbos, that's all. Anyway, but, so why would there be a Habamina? HaKodesh Hazel Lochem Rosh Chodoshim, from where we learn out Kazer Re'eh V'Kadesh, is taka said by the new moon. So the Gemara says, you might think, because Shabbos is said in Emor, in the Parsha of Moados, Tiboya Kiddush Bezin Kemoados, Kamash Malon, so we have this miut, Moadei Hashem, yeah, Moadei Hashem, and not Shabbos. So that's a reference to the din of Kiddush Bezin. Okay, my Moadei Hashem, Nemru, Haforos Nedorim Lo Nemru, what din is that referring to? Moadei Hashem Tzrichin Mumchin. You need three Mumchin. That's learned out because Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'el Aaron Beretz Mitzrayim Lemor. That's the parsha of Kiddush Hachodesh. Moshe was Mr. Mumche. They don't come more Mumche than Moshe Rabbeinu. He needed Aaron also. Ein based in Shokul, there's a rule. And therefore, there's a third. So you need three Mumchin to be Mekadesh, the Yom Tov, meaning Mekadesh the Chodesh, and the Mele of the Yom Tov is Mekudesh. Moadei Hashem, the Kiddush of Moadim, which comes about through the Kiddush of Rosh Chodesh, Tzrichin Mumchin. Now, by Kiddush HaChodesh, there's no question it needs Smuchin. Mumchin means not only experts, but it means Smicha, Ishmi Piyish, the Shalshelas, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Haforas Nadorim, Einon Tzrichin Mumchin. You could have three plain people. To what degree, how plain could they be? Could you have three Amaratzim? Don't they have to have some basic knowledge of Nedarim? Don't they have to have... What? That's the Ran and the Rishonim and Nedarim talk about it. To what level of expertise... What level of expertise, what level of knowledge? What do you mean, Hedyotos? Like, maybe they have to be experts, they just don't have to be Smuchim. Maybe they don't even have to be experts, they just have to understand the din once it's explained to them. Maybe not even that. That's in the Rishonim and the Durim. We're not going to, we don't have, it's a Machlokas Rishonim. What? Oh, I'm sorry? No, you don't need experts. We're talking about Hatoras Nedarim. I told you before, Hafaras is Lav Davka. The Baal can be the biggest ignoramus dope jerk in the world. He can be made for his wife's nether. That's a whole different process. He just says, Mufaloch, Mufaloch, Mufaloch. That's all. We're talking about Hatoras Nedarim by a Bezdin, but you don't need Mumchin. Hedyotos is enough. That's what the Miut from Moadei Hashem is. The Gemara asks, wait a second. It says Rashi Amatos. Well, Rashi Amatos Tzim. That's the pasuk that you learn out of Torah's Nedarim. Bal Yachel Devaro. By Dabar Hashem of Rashi Amatos. Now you sell like more than that. Dabar Hashem Tzilo Hashem. Oishava Shvua. Lesor Yisrael Nafsho Lo Yachel Devaro. Aval Acherim Mochalin Lo. So that's where you learn out of Torah's Nedarim from. The Gemara in Chagiga describes it as hanging on a thread. It's really very not clear, but it's a drosha. Anyway, it says Rashi Amatos, which means mumchin for Pashkus. Amarav Chist, Amarav Yechanon, B'yochid Mumche. That's where you have your basic structure for Torah's Nedarim, a Yochid Mumche, that's learned out from Rashi Amatos, and three Hedyotos, which is learned out from this Miut, Moadei Hashem Tzrichin Mumchin, and a Torah's Nedarim does not need Mumchin. So it's one expert or three Hedyotos. Does the expert have to be Samuch, or just super expert in Hilchos Nedarim? Again, a Machlokas Rishonim in Nedarim, but it's the same thing. In other words, if you need Samuch for the Yachid, then the three just don't have to be Samuch, but they have to be experts. And when we say they don't have to be Mumchin, we just mean they don't have to be Smuchin. But if you hold the Yachid doesn't have to be a Samuch, he just has to be an expert, then obviously the three don't need that level of expertise. They just have to be regular Hedyotos. To what degree they have to know something is also a Machlokes Rishonim in the Dorim. So those are the two Limudim, and now we finish this Sugya, and now we go Vaitu. What?
That's how Beis Shammai learns.
That's how Beis Shammai learns out that Hatoras Nedarim is Begimel Hedyotos from the Miut Moadei Hashem, but not Hatoras Nedarim. Kiddush HaChodesh needs Mumchin, that rather needs Smuchin, don't forget. But Hatoras Nedarim does not. Now we start a new sugya to get to the thing in the bulletin about the importance of learning at night. Tanan Hosam. Really, this comes in, I have to tell the truth, because we've been learning till now about the Isser for a Bas Yoreshes Nachala to marry a different Shevet into a different Shevet. It was for that door, the door that Yarsh and Eretz Yisrael, when they came into Eretz Yisrael. So we wanted to keep the Shvatim the way the Gorolos fell out. And so the Bas, Yoreshes Nachla, was not allowed to marry into a different Shevet, because that would have messed up the Shvatim, the neatness of the Shvatim's Chalukah. So that's going to come out in this Gemara. We're going to be discussing that. Tanan Hosam learned a Mishnah in Tainis. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo Hayu Yomim Tovim LiYisrael Kachamish Asar Ba'al B'Chiyom HaKippurim. Two very festive days, Shebohen, on those two festive days, on both of them, Benos Yerushalayim Yotzos B'Chlei Lavon. That was their fancy clothing. They wore Chlei Lavon. She'ulin borrowed Shelo Levayish as Misha Einlo, and they would dance, and that's when Shiduchim would happen. A very joyous occasion, and that's when people went and got Shiduchim. Bishlobi Yom HaKippurim. We understand why it's a festive day. Yom Shlichu Mechila, Yom Shenitnu Baluchas Achronos. You could read that as one, although there are different girsos in the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai for the third time on Yom HaKippurim with the Luchas Achronos, and that's the total Shlicha for the Chet HaEgel. And Lidoros, of course, that's the day that was Nikba as the Yom Shlicha B'Kapara. So it's a festive, joyous day. And on a festive, joyous day, it's fitting, although it's a little jarring to us. I'm in shul the whole day. Like, when I can go out and watch the dancing girls. But the pashtus was done in innocence, with a purity, and it's a joyous day, and that was the day. Maybe they did it between Musaf and Mincha during the break. They went outside, and they got Shidduchim. El Chamish Asar B'Av Mayi. What's the festiveness of the 15th day of Av? Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, this is where it comes in. Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavo Zebo Ze. Now, okay, let's look at the drosha. My Dorush Zehadovar. That's the Loshan by the Isser. It says Zehadovar Asher Tziva Hashem. Dover Zelo Yehinoeg Elabador Zebelavad. Meaning the next generation was already Mutter. Now, so what happened was apparently that on a certain day they decided that most of the old door is gone already, or married or gone, and now we're in the new door. So that happened on the 15th of Av. The Rashbam speaks out that if there were any people left, they remain Asur. They were Asur, and that Isur doesn't go off. But as a general psak for Klal Yisrael, in general, so they said, okay, the Isur is off, and now it's Mutter. And that was the manifestation of the fact that the next door would be Mutter. In other words, they picked a day to say, okay, probably now it's the next door. Most people getting married are going to be the next door, so it's Mutter. That's the first opinion. That's what happened on Tu B'Av. Obviously, the connection to Shiduchim is very clear and obvious. On Yom Kippur, you have to say, just on a festive day, that's what they were osek in, the simcha of making Shiduchim of Ish V'Ishto. Here it's directly related to the Inyan Nisuin, so it's that much more appropriate and fitting. A second suggestion. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Shuta Shevet B'Yom and Lovel B'Kol. This is already something that happened a few doros later, the story of Pilegesh B'Giva. The whole Shevet Binyamin was seen to be at fault, and therefore Klal Yisrael went to war against Binyamin for doing what it did, and they asked. Now the Gemara quotes the pasuk: "Tichsev Ish Yisrael Nishba b'mitzvah lemor Ish mimenu lo yitein bitol leBinyamin leisha." Okay, and now that became mutter in the next, but it was only for that generation. They never meant it to be forever a period in the Shvatim. My Dorush, this is a little weird because they're the ones that made the Shvuah. What do you mean, my Dorush? What did they mean when they made the Shvuah? Did they mean only that generation or not? Like, what happens if some, like, so the Rishonim speak out, it wasn't like you had 100,000 individuals making a Shvuah. It was a collective Kabbalah on the part of a Kohol. Like the board of directors voted something, and they were very specific what they were Nishba, and they were Matal Cherim. You can do that. A Tzibur can get together and collectively be Nishba. Now, so it's not totally in each individual. There's a collective Shvuah, and the Lashon of that Shvuah will govern. So they made a Shvuah, and then they... The leaders of the generation interpreted the Lashon HaShvuah, which was made as a collective Isser on Klal Yisrael, as Mimenu Velo Mibonenu. That's how they darshaned it, and therefore indeed it was only for that generation, not the next generation. And again, the day that was chosen to declare, okay, the Stama, the new generation has now grown up and is ready to get married, the old generation either died out or is married already, that happened on Tu B'Av. So again, we're talking about a connection directly to the Suin in between the Shvatim. If the first one is much more Klali, of course, affecting all the Shvatim, this was just for Binyamin. Rav Dimi Bar Yosef Amar Rav Nachman Yom Shekolu Bo Meisei Midbar. Now you would think, in other words, the Rashman brings down the other Rishonim, the Drasha, they would dig their graves every Erev Tisha B'Av, and then a certain amount of people of Bnei Yisrael would die. This is a fulfillment of the Gezerah of in the post Meraglim, Amidbar Hazeh Yitamu V'Shom Yamusu. And this happened every Tisha B'Av, every anniversary of the Chet. So they would dig their graves, and then a number of them would die. The Rishonim speak out the number. On the last year, no one died. They thought they made a mistake in the calculation. and at two bar, they realized that the Gezerah was over. So some say, apparently, the last batch of people did not die. So some say that's because Hashem counted from the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they were counting from the next year, which was the year that the Meraglim story happened. So that was the mistake, and that was the joy, that the Gezerah was over, and there were a number of survivors from the Gezerah, because the Gezerah really never affected them. And some say that there was Taka Mechila. There was Taka Mechila. Shraga Rosenberg told me a pshat when I went to visit him one day in those years. It's a cute pshat. I don't think it's endless, but it's very cute, very good. He said that when they went into the grave, they probably davened that they shouldn't be the ones to die. But that tefillah wasn't complete because maybe someone else will die. But the last year, there was no hope. They were going to die. There was no one else left but them. So that tefillah, they had no one else to be soimach on. So that tefillah was totally shalem, davening to Hashem, please save us from this gezeira, because they didn't have a back, they didn't have a fallback position. So that's why they were taken safe. That tefillah was complete. A nice, cute shot. Now, you would say, that's a tremendous simcha, and that's why it's a Yom Tov. The Gemara apparently is not happy with that. That's not the reason it was hukbah as a Yom Tov, a joyous occasion, l'doros. The Rishonim say, you know, they just died. Look at the last Rashbam on the page. They would have made a party that year. That would have been it. Look at the last Rashbam on the page. The reason for Yemei Mishnah v'Simcha, the Simcha is because of the next line of Gemara we're going to learn. The special ponim el ponim chiba. There's a lot of interpretations of this, because obviously Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu during the 40 years. But there's different levels of dibur, ponim el ponim, ofan chiba. The nature of a daf yomi she'ah doesn't allow for elaboration. So, but that's what it means. L'hoyo dibur emoshe means both in nisyachei that dibur emoshe. Look at the Rashbam, the first Rashbam on the page. Pe el pe, kebatchila. But certainly, avalamutzchu ledibur, avada Hashem spoke with him, al yidei malach, al buru betumim. Okay. Al kaponim, that's what we're celebrating. We, Klal Yisrael, is affected by that. When Moshe Rabbeinu had the gilui shechina of ponim el ponim, and spoke to Hashem, Kashi Yadaber Ish El Reyehu, apparently that filtered down to Klal Yisrael. That the Meisei Midbar stopped, that's not the reason for the celebration, for Dore Doros. But that the Dibur was Nesiyachei to Moshe, that is a reason. So, quite obviously, you have to say that that closeness that Moshe Rabbeinu had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu filtered down to Klal Yisrael. Or maybe you can learn it was reflective of the chiba that Hashem had for Klal Yisrael, and therefore it became a day of celebration of Doros. Tell him I just spoke him out. All your deeper emotion. Shenemar vayikasher tamu kalanshei hamulchama lomus mikerav ha'om. The samuchlei vayadaber Hashem elai lemor. A special emphasis on the word elai. Elai hoyo hadibur. We have to go vayta ula omar yom. Shevitel bo Hoshea ben Ola. Hoshea ben Ola was the last king of Aseres Hashvatim before they went into Golis. So he was a Rasha, but he wasn't as big a Rasha as the kings before him, the Pasuk says. In fact, he was Mavatel Pardesaos, which means the Shomrim, the Rashbam learns. Shehoshev Yerovam, Berol, I almost said good old, Berol Yerovam ben Avot, made two Eglei Zahav in different parts of Klal Yisrael, in different parts of Eretz Yisrael, after he broke away from Yehuda and Binyamin. And he made Shomrim not to allow the Jews to be Ola Regel. And Hoshea ben Ola was Mavatel, those Shomrim, Jehoshav Yerovam al Adrochim, Shalai Yalu Yisrael Ola Regel. Rav Masna Omar Yom Sheninu Arugay Beita Lekfura. In the famous revolt of Bar Kochva, there were Haruge Beso that lay there for years and years and years until they were until the government allowed them to be Nikbar. Domar of Masno, so Yom, she didn't know Haruge Beso, the Kvura. Tiknu Biyavna Hatova Hametiv, in benching, Mapitom in benching, either because it's Samuch to Bonei Yerushalayim, because Beitar was second to Yerushalayim as a metropolis, as an Ir Habira in Cheshivas, and therefore, like Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim, like it was second in line, and the Mela, we put it next to the Brach of Bonei Yerushalayim. Or some learned, there's a Lashon in the Poskim, Kula Birchas HaMazon Kula Hoda'ahi, that we look at Birchas HaMazon as one huge opportunity to say thank you to Hashem. Kula Hoda'ahi, Go Birchas HaMazon. So we give thanks to Hashem for this, so we put it into Birchas HaMazon. You want to say a different pshat? You'll say a different pshat. This is the gist of speeches. Tiknu B'yavna Toiv HaMeitav HaToiv Shal Yisrichu HaMeitav Shenitnu L'Kvura. And Mamela, that happened on Tezvav Ba'ob. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damri Tarvayu, Yom Sheposkim Bo Milichros Eitzim L'Ma'arocha. Oh. They chopped down Eitzim for the Ma'arocha, but the wood, they wanted it to be very dry. If there was any moisture in the wood, there was more of a chashash, it would be wormy. So up until Tu Ba'ob, the summer is at its peak, and therefore they chopped down the Eitzim. After that, they would refrain, unless they mamish needed more, but generally they didn't, because it would be chashash. So what's the big celebration? So most Rishonim learn, this is the Makor of Asiyam. When you finished a mitzvah, and you messiah it, you make a party. So this is a Makor, there's two Makoros, this is one of them, or else the Gemara has no pshat. Yom Sheposkin Bo Milichos Eitzim L'Maracha. Like, what's the party? The party is a siyum. That's how some learn. Others learn it's directly related to Talmud Torah, that they had to stop working. They didn't have so much work to do, so they could devote to learning more time. Tanya Rabbi Lezer HaGadol Oimer, Kivan Sheigia Chamish Yosabov Toshash Kocha Shal Chama, L'Hoyu Korsin Eitzim L'Maracha, Omer of Menashe Bekolule Yom Tavar Magol, they broke their axes. Tavar is breaking, Magol is, I don't know, an axe or a saw, whatever have you. Mikam Ve'elech, so now the nights start getting longer. The nights start getting longer, and you have more time to learn, because you're working in the day. So you learn at night. So the most of you add on to your learning. Yosef, excellent, wonderful. This is the Gemara I was referring to in the bulletin. She'ena Mosef, but if you don't add on to your learning, and when the night, the Rambam says, Adam is lomid b'layla. The day you're working, and at night you're learning. So the Eina Mosef is very, very harsh words. Yosef, the Gemara is not even sure. My Yosef, Tani Rav Yosef, from the word Ye'osef, Elamov, Tikbere Ime. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Shiva Kiplus Kol Olam Kulo. With seven people, we can go back to Brios Olam. B'Sushelach Ro'o Adam, I believe the Rashbam learns, it actually means he was his Talmud. Shimshu Zezeh, they're actually Talmidim. Okay, if you do this is arithmetic. That Mesushelach Ra'a Adam, Shem Ra'a Mesushelach, Yaakov Ra'a Eshem, Amram Ra'a Es Yaakov. Again, you just do the math, it works out. Achi Ashiloni Ra'a Es Amram. I think that you have to say is B'Kabbalah. Yeah. Eliyahu Ra'a Es Achi Ashiloni. He was actually his direct Talmud, that's more famous. And Adayan Kayim, Eliyahu's Kayim. The Rashbam speaks out things like the Tana, this Tana didn't hold Eliyahu's at Pinchas. Because if he held Eliyahu's Pinchas, you could have said Moshe Ro Amram, Pinchas Ro Moshe, and that's it. So you could have cut some off of the list. You don't need seven. Anyway, so you have seven. Bachiya Shiloni Ro Amram. Uksiv lo nosum amish of the Dor Midbar kim kol ben yifun of Yeshua ben Nun. Amar Abamuna lo nigzra gzera al shifto shel Levi. I'm a Levi, I'm partial to this. The Levim always, not only by the Egel did they not fall into the trap, but also by the Meraglim. Uksiv b'midbar hazeh yipul pigrechem l'chol pikudeichem l'chol misparchem. As you are counted, miben esrim shanova ma'ala, mishem pekuda miben esrim, yotza shifto shalevi, shem pekuda of its service is miben shloshim. Oh, okay, it means shloshim yom. That's when they were counted. That's how the Rashbam learns. Oh, he has two pshatim. One is 30 days, that's when they were counted. If you look in the Chumash, it's from 30 days that the Levim were counted. The Rashbam says no. It means Shloshim Shona, that's when they were counted as being to serve in the Beis HaMikdash from when they were 30 years old. So their marching orders were given at 30, not at 20, so that's the miut that they weren't Nichlal in the Gezerah. U'mishor Shvatim Lo'ai, I mean, there was Taka no, the Meraglim was not from Shevet Levi. U'mishor Shvatim Lo'ayil, the Zachi Ashiloni was a Kayan. But Tanya, there were people. Yor ben Menashe, Mocher ben Menashe, Noldu b'mei Yaakov, v'omeisu at shenichlesu Yisrael la'oretz, shenemar v'yaku mehem anshei Ai kishloshim b'shisha ish. That's the second battle in Eretz Yisrael, the first after Yericho. But Tanya, shloshim b'shisha mamash divi Reb Yehuda. Omolo Rabbi Nechemia, v'chinema shloshim b'shisha, v'lo yilinemar ela kishloshim b'shisha. Elazayor ben Menashe Sheshokil Keruba Shel Sanhedrin. So he first died, then he entered Eretz Israel. So what's going on here? Was the Gzeira on everybody or not? Elamar Avacha Bayakov Lo Nigzer Gzeira Lo Apochos Mi Ben Esrim Lo Al Yesrim Mi Ben Shishim. If you were over 60, you were also safe. Lo Apochos Mi Ben Esrim Dichsim Mi Ben Esrim Shana V'Malah. That it says Beferish in the Pasuk. Below Al Yeser mi ben Shishim, Gomar v'mala v'mala me erchin or me arochin. You're supposed to say it. Mala hala on Yeser mi ben Shishim, kepochos mi ben Chof. In other words, the prime time is 20 to 60. And your value changes above 60, and it's not the same amount as below 20, but you're not prime time. Prime time is 20 to 60. So there's a similarity between Yesu mi ben Shishim and Pochos mi ben Esrim. Afkan, and the word Vamala in both parshios, so Mala Alan Yesu mi ben Shishim, Pochos mi ben Chof, Afkan Yesu mi ben Shishim, Pochos mi ben Chof, that the Gezeira was not said. The Rashbam learns that it was actually, it's not clear that Achia was a Levi. We just said it as a Terence. So now you could say Achia Ashiloni was a Yisroel, but it works out in the Cheshbon the way they had the Kabbalah that he was 61 years old when they left Mitzrayim, and the Mele of the Gzeira wasn't on Achia Shiloni and not on Yor Ben Menashe. Okay, we'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll Mitz Hashem. Next sugi is rather very difficult.
Going back to the Kiddush HaChodesh, if you say that they were Makadesh,
wait, does anybody know how this works? I don't know how to close it.